And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. And I mean, this show goes like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right. Hey, this is my favorite time of every single week. On the radio.
It's a great time. On the radio.
We like to call it Boomer McQueen. And the lovely McQueen is back with us. You've been off coaching. We told everybody you had a coaching gig to go do. But it's a good thing you're back because Boomer was mean to all the guest hosts.
Oh, they're not coming
so
back.
So mean. I'm just a mean guy.
Just being mean. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad to be back.
We had home. We had Boomer and Sparky. We had Boomer and Butters. We had Boomer and Lee.
Oh, I never heard about Sparky.
Yeah, Sparky.
I missed out on that
Sparky
one.
Did a great job. We thought for a while that we have to rename the segment just the Boomer Buds.
But, Boomer and Buds, yeah.
Yep.
That'll work.
But you're back. Glad
I'm
you're
back.
Here.
I'm back, yes. Thanks.
Hit me some whoop-whoops, man. All right. You know the deal. I've got these two people here who help run things in the background of what we do. Actually, Boomer's in the foreground. But I sling some questions out there because they got opinions. They know stuff.
So here, pretend to.
You do a mighty fine job of pretending. All right, so here's my first question, and Boomer had the luxury of just hearing me opine about it a moment ago. So if you're not familiar, Canada's considering expanding their medically assisted suicide laws for illnesses like mental illness, like depression. So you can be depressed, and the doctor will give you a lethal injection. In the Netherlands, they just expanded it to autism, and that's already happened multiple times. But unbeknownst to many, there are 10 states in the United States that actually allow medically assisted suicide, two of which are now being referred to as suicide tourism spots. You can travel there, come in from out of state, and they'll take care of you. So I just want to hear y'all's thoughts. Who's first? Come on, somber topic, bro. Lay it on me. What you
all
got?
Right. So exactly what you said. I am
that's no way
pro,
to answer.
Well, ditto. There you go. No, pro-life. So I believe at conception is life, but I also believe that life is life, and especially with someone in those situations of depression or mental, you know. Just mental illness. Yeah. They should not be making decisions anyway for themselves. Yeah. And why in the world are these governments and our government allowing them to do so? And other than the fact in my head is that it's cheaper to let them pass away than it is to help them. And that's just extremely sad and horrible.
Wow. So you think part of it comes down to just the inconvenience and the finances of it?
I think so. I mean, and I think it's inhumane.
McQueen, your thoughts. Well, she's got some thoughts going on.
I don't
there.
Even know if I can like answer. I honestly have never heard of, didn't know that. Like that it was in the U.S. that we had states that a lot. Like I guess I've not thought that much about it. I think that's the most horrific thing I've ever heard, and it's so sad when you think that. I mean, like we're. Each individual, whether you're a Christian or not, like Jesus thought you were worth dying for. Mm. I mean, you know, like he died for every single one of us because we were worth it. Despite all the sins and the mistakes and the horrible choices that anyone's going to make, he still thought like you're worth it. And like we're never too far gone, you know? And like, Jesus said you are never too far gone. Like you are, I mean, we never are. And for that's just like, I feel like governments are. It's because they don't see us as people. You know, they don't look at you as like, that's someone's son, that's someone's daughter. It's just, you know, the way they try to control population. I think that's what it's about. I mean, kind of what Boomer said, but a lot of it just about controlling population. But they're not looking at people with as a person, as someone's like daughters and sons. And that's just, to me, that's just so extremely sad. And I think I would also cry if I think much or if I talk too much more about it. I think it'll just make me cry.
Well, and I
don't
blame
you. It's just horrible.
You bring up a great point about the compassion, about losing the humanity of it, because they try to call it compassionate. It's compassionate care in the view of those who are for this. But when you make a point, if they're not considering the person, I mean, they say they are, but if they're not considering the value of the person and all, is it truly compassionate at that point? And some would say they're terminal, they're miserable, they're in great pain. And the Catholic Church actually has a written statement on this. I mean, the Catholic Church espouses the idea that palliative care and trying to make them comfortable is the more appropriate method, and that God does not honor assisting death in any way. Different than wartime, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I just find this to be a hugely slippery slope. What do y'all think of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Completely slippery slope because there's really no words for me to describe, you know, when someone's saying, hey, I need to take my life, and the doctor's like, okay, I can help you with that.
And in some cases, the doctor's suggesting it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you even said in I don't remember which country, they're helping autistic.
Netherlands.
I mean, I have autistic friends, and I grew up with one of my best friends. Their brother was autistic, and I loved him dearly. That is no way at all to treat these human beings that are invaluable to their families.
And to society, really. Yes. It's just finding their place. And I think there's so much more that we can do as from governments and states and organizations to be able to, you know, put money into to have, you know, programs that can help or, you know, offer other, I don't know, just other, this is not the answer. It's never the answer.
What I also get real concerned about is ulterior motives of those who signed the papers to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've got someone who has mental illness, they already have a diagnosed issue that means they don't maybe make good decisions, mm-hmm. maybe not even good life decisions, and they might even have some capacity issues, you know, mental capacity issues. But then you look at it and go, okay, so if that's the case, then if it's a minor, who's signing for this?
Oh,
and if it's an elderly person, who's helping push this or promote it?
Yeah.
And that concerns me. And I say that because as an attorney, I can just tell you, I'm currently right now having to assist with an elderly woman whose family I think would have already done away with her just to get what she has if they had the opportunity.
Mm.
So
is that one of those things that they're trying to figure out? Because is it just like the transgender thing? If somebody, one of the kids come up to them and say, oh, I need to be a different gender. Okay, let's go through this program. Don't tell your parents. Are they going to do the same thing with this?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, that's...
I mean, that's horrible.
That is horrible.
Oh,
you know,
sure. You feel like you're...
And think of how many...
And they're going to these, now what they're called, sanctuary states. I don't know if they're calling them that.
Yeah, they are calling them that.
Okay, sanctuary states, and then you can come here, and it's okay. We'll help you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And think of how many people are, you know, that maybe fit this, or just, I don't know, a lot of that adolescent age where you are a minor, that 15, 16, 17, where you struggle with just figuring life out and depression. I mean, I wouldn't say I had depression, but like I would had those
ups and downs.
Oh, yeah.
And you just had those down moments.
Hormones,
man,
are going crazy. You're growing up and you're trying to figure life out. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's life. Everybody goes through these situations and some feel like the world is ending,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
Or it might be better if, but you snap out of it, or, you know, it's just...
I think this also removes hope. It removes hope from the equation.
Yes, absolutely.
And I realize there's an old saying, and it's true, especially in military planning, hope is not a plan. But I constantly reply that hope is a force multiplier. Hope is a thing that gives you a catalyst to go find the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have hope, you don't plan.
But then that right there just shows like how much we need Jesus, because people that don't have Jesus, they don't have hope.
Preach it. That's a great way to end that segment.
Yeah, let's just end that one.
Mike,
good
up.
One. There you
all
go.
Right, I'm going to lighten the mood.
Please.
Because dadgum.
Please do.
This has like been, all right, everybody take a deep breath. All right,
okay.
We're moving on. All you right side ruffians out there, collect yourselves. Here we go. We're moving on. I'm going to so lighten the mood right now.
Good.
Oh, good.
All right, everyone's so, like, has Kleenex. Oh, man.
McQueen's over here in a pile. All right, so here's my question for you. We're all Southern people. You're an import, but we'll take you.
Yeah.
You're an import.
I like it here. I'll stick around.
Let me ask you this. What Southern, in your opinion matters, what Southern food is the best? And when I say that, like, what food, when you hear it, says in your mind, that's the South.
The South.
Or, for that matter, what Southern food is just gross?
Oh, man, there's a lot of those.
Okay,
this is not to answer that question. But being from, well, I'm getting there. But being from the Midwest, like, I remember going to school at Alabama and just be like, y'all fry what? Like, you know, like, well,
everything.
You guys, not y'all. It was just, you guys fry what? It was like everything. It was like, oh, let's fry asparagus. Oh, let's fry our broccoli. Oh, let's fry our pickles. Oh, let's fry. I didn't even know what okra was.
Fried green tomatoes.
Yeah, I mean everything.
And that's the South right there. That's
I mean, the only thing I'd really had that was fried, like, was chicken tenders and onion rings.
You can fry Oreo cookies.
Man, yeah.
You can fry anything.
It's crazy. Now, all that said, I love it all. All that, I love it. I'm like, where has this been all my life? But what was I gonna say? Oh, but then in casseroles, that's the other thing. We didn't really do that, like, in the Midwest. Not really. There would be, like, there were, like, two kinds of casseroles, but not just, like, here's one I think is weird, but it's good, is, like, the pineapple cheese casserole, you know, where it's, like, the cheese and the, like, you actually have, like, cheese and the shredded. No. This is, like, this is, everybody does this, but the cheese and crackers on top of pineapple casserole, and it sounds nasty, and I remember being like, you have cheese on your pineapple, but it was actually really good. That was a good one. But the first thing I thought of when you asked, what's the best?
She's going,
we started on food, import over here.
Come on.
I needed to, like, get out of my, like, sad moment here. One of my favorites is banana pudding.
Banana pudding. Is that a Southern food?
Banana pudding.
Not like, you know, like pudding. The Jell-O brand, pudding. But like banana where you pudding. Have like the vanilla wafers and you cook it on like banana pudding. That is totally a Southern food.
Is it really?
Oh, for sure.
I've lived all over it. I never realized that banana pudding food. With vanilla wafers in it is a Southern. Mm. I think vanilla wafers were made for banana pudding.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Although I like them with peanut butter too.
Oh, that's good too. Ooh. Yes, yes.
All right, Boomer, I mean, do you want to chime in here? What are you doing?
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry.
I just had to get that ready when she was talking.
Her jeans a fit just right.
Anything fried? Come on, bring it. I love it. Southern cream corn.
Yes.
That is a Southern thing. I never had that before.
That is amazing. Listen. Yes, you have never had that before. And I remember when you first had it, you were like, what is this?
Was it a revelation?
Well, I didn't try it for the first couple of years because I just thought it was weird and gross looking, kind of.
Yeah, you didn't. And listen, then you had it.
And then I had it. I was like, this is some good stuff.
You get some fried chicken, some cornbread, some fried okra, and some cream corn.
Oh, man.
And some banana pudding for dessert. Or, here's the thing, I think another Southern dessert is pecan pie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's not, that's definitely, by the way, Southern. All you Yankees, it is not pecan pie. No. It is not.
No.
Don't say pecan. That is inappropriate. That might get you thrown out of the right side of studios. Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Although my granny, who, by the way, made the best fried okra and cream corn and fried chicken, she also used to make Mississippi mud cake. You ever had that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We actually had that on the 4th of July,
and it was like to die for.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me give, we got like about 30, 45 seconds here. Give me a gross one. What is one gross Southern food? Like, they eat that down here and nobody else does.
Now, this is all opinion because I know a lot of people like stuff. But for me, it's anything with mayonnaise in it.
You know what?
Everything has mayonnaise.
My family does a 7-layer salad and it's like, I would say 90% mayonnaise, and I want to throw up.
90% not delicious.
But there's some of my family that's like, this is what they have to have all the time, and I'm like, why? But that's,
and you know, we used to eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches a lot. I have learned I have learned in the South, this is a thing.
Yes,
in the South, that's a thing, is peanut butter and mayo sandwiches.
Funny story. I
grew up here. I do not put mayonnaise on my peanut butter banana sandwich.
Court asked me one time. She goes, "Hey, what do you want?" I said, "A peanut butter and banana sandwich, please." And then I go,
and I was making it, and I'm like, "Make a peanut butter sandwich."
Oh, don't put mayonnaise on it. She goes, "What?"
Like, I couldn't believe he told me not to put mayo.
Was the marriage in jeopardy at that point?
I was like, what sort of thing are you even saying? I used to think grits were nasty. I shrimp and grits is one of my favorite Southern
dishes. I love shrimp and grits.
Dishes. This is my gross one. And I like a lot of things pickled. Pax and I actually just saw this today. you pickle everything here. So, like, pickled pig's feet is just, like, on the counter at, like, grocery stores. That's disgusting.
That would, you mean, on the pig, you can eat everything but the oink. Think about it. But I would dare say that pickled pig's feet has to be something that was done out of desperation, and for some reason it hung around.
I just can't believe
we got to go to
this.
Break, brother. Take us to the break right this very minute.
Everyone's judging us now.
Yeah. No, some of them are not. Some of them are like, we're with you, sister. All right, we're going to come right back and switch the script. This is where they get to ask me any question at all. Y'all made me smile. That was good. I needed that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower and also having a good time doing it. So we're right back now with Boomer and McQueen, and this is the part where we flip the script. That's still cracking me up about fried everything and cream corn and the import over here.
Chocolate gravy, that's weird.
Yes.
Chocolate gravy is awesome.
That's a weird one.
All right, this is where we flip the script, though. One of y'all gets to ask me any question. Boomer's got his hand in the air.
I'm ready for this one. I'm ready. Okay, so just keep it a little lighthearted.
You're too ready.
I'm too ready.
It's keep scary it a when you're lighthearted. Ready like that,
babe. I'm actually going off the whole thing with Jason Aldean and his new song and how it's like,
try that in a small town.
Okay, so my question is nothing about Jason Aldean. This is for you.
Me?
If you were to write a country song or any song and had your audience, what would you want to tell them in your song?
Oh my gosh. I guess
that's hard. That's hard.
I'll tell you what. I'll wing it. All right. This is not going to win a Grammy.
Okay.
let me think this through here. How would I phrase it? I'm going to try and I'll sing it to you.
Oh.
So
everybody knows I've said it on the air multiple times that Right Side Radio, we have what I call the mission and the message, right?
Yeah.
The mission is every single day I want the audience to get the four E's that we enlighten, empower, educate, and entertain them on what it means to be a conservative. But then that's driven by the message. So let me see if I can do this. Hang on a second. I'll try to. If you think your life's drifting, when you're done sniveling, time to start giving. And just remember, Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, and life's worth living. That is off the cuff,
that was
brother.
Awesome.
Oh, God, that's just okay.
I'll vote for you.
Hang on. I broke out in a cold sweat doing that. Like, okay.
You're going to run and wipe that number down.
Yeah. Well, 357. Okay, yeah, no kidding.
That was good.
Wow. All right.
Charlene is going to be so proud.
Charlene's going to say, don't ever sing on the radio again. Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was great.
That was awesome.
Wow.
What else? That's your only?
You got
I nailed you on that one.
You nailed it.
You thought I'd be sitting over here struggling.
That's good. Next thing I knew, I thought you were going to walk out in the hallway, bring in a guitar and everything with it. So maybe next
banjo.
Time.
Go get me a Git fiddle. Let's pick a string or two. Oh, you got a question for me? What's
it
your
better
question?
Be a quick one.
Yeah.
You only got like 35 seconds.
Mine wasn't really very quick.
Oh, come on, you import.
All right, let's go.
Me an import.
Let's go back to food right now. You ready? With last 30 seconds, if you could have a Southern dinner tonight, what's going to be on the plate?
Mexican food.
Southern dinner. I said Southern dinner.
I know. I'll go with some cream corn. I can vote for that. Oh, this is another one I learned in the South. Salt on watermelon. I love watermelon with salt on it. We did not do that in the North.
No.
No, you're not a fan.
I'm not.
Not a fan.
Oh,
my
but
dad
that sounds
salt.
Really good.
My
now I really want watermelon. Really? Oh, it's
really?
So good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I thought that was so weird. I'm like, you kind of just ruined the whole watermelon, but it made it good.
This was a fun segment today.
This was a
fun.
Good one. This was a
other
good
than
one.
That first question.
All right.
I know. Way to go, Phil.
I know. All right. I love you both, individually and together. All right. Hey, listen, stay tuned. We're going to jump in there in just a minute. Got a call coming in from Eric Johnston with the Alabama Pro-Life Coalition. Get his thoughts. Awesome. I want you guys to keep learning about these groups that are operating in your conservative battle space so you can know if you want to plug in with one. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right side.